Back to Husky Drive Time. Again, a reminder that all Houghton and Keweenaw County schools are closed today. Lawrence, Berrega, Arvon Township, Sacred Heart School is closed today. The Copper Country Christian School is closed today. And the Portage Lake District Library closed today. No senior meals program today. And Ontonagon schools are closed today. Those are delays and cancellations brought to you by Precision Automotive. And we are talking Michigan Tech women's basketball. They are home this weekend, too. They'll take on Ferris State University and Grand Valley State Thursday night and Saturday at noon for that game. Nice early game for the women's basketball team, followed by the men at 2 on Saturday, all part of the big Winter Carnival weekend. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Well, Coach, coming off the road, and you guys got 2 out of 3, and I know you really wanted that third one, but I guess start with the Northwood game. You hadn't won there in a couple years and able to get the job done, a big 21-point win against Northwood.
Yeah, I'm happy to start with that one. I just went from thinking I was going to talk about Northern to talk about Northwood. Northwood was really fun. You know, there was a lot of emotion going into the Northwood game, and having 4 seniors on a team that hasn't won in a place for 2 years really puts a lot of passion into a game. And Northwood has the ability to really go off. They have a big 3, and we did an awesome job defensively against them, taking them out of their game right away. We jumped on them, and it was a game played with passion, and, you know, there was no... In the past couple of years, we've let them either come back and obviously take a lead, but we went ahead and we didn't look back. And that's that was a good way for us to respond, and it was also a good stepping stone for this team.
You bounce back from, continue that on with that 21-point win. You win by 22 at Lake Superior State, and a little bit different of a game. Wasn't nearly as high scoring. Lake State obviously likes to slow it down and play in that half court, and able to hold them to 44 points.
We did, and that was, just to be able to play defense. Lake State's always kind of a tough place to play. You have to create a lot of your own energy. They do just enough to keep you on edge, and even when you're making steps and making shots and getting stops, they find a way to just be close enough to make it a game. And I thought we did a good job. You go from such an emotional game on Thursday to coming back and still getting the job done on Saturday. I thought that was great.
Well, talk about the Northern game, Coach. I know you weren't happy with the defense. Does the fatigue factor into the mental toughness in the defense when you're playing so many games in such a short period of time?
No, everybody plays the same amount of games. Northern Michigan plays the same number of games that we did. And that's, I don't believe that was an issue. To be honest with you, it's a rival game. And that's what rival games look like. And if you're not full in, all in, sharp, you could get beat. And that's what happened. It was a battle, and it was back and forth the entire game. It was basket for basket matched in the entire fourth quarter. And that's, it's unfortunate because they're younger than we are, and I wish we would have made some plays towards the end and, a fluke play defensively, where we get on the outside of somebody, and then offensively, Danny Blake gets a shot off with 4 seconds, and we had our opportunities, but to be honest with you, it was a hard fought rival game.
How about how do you get the team back focused now? Obviously, Ferris State there coming in hot, having defeated Saginaw Valley State and coming in with a couple of wins.
I don't think that there's anything that our staff can do or say to make it any more important for this weekend. Everybody took Northern Michigan pretty hard, and that one, it hurts and it stings, but the reality is that right now there is no option except for to turn around, wake up, and get back on track. I feel like we have been playing really, really good basketball up until that game yesterday. And even yesterday, there are some good things to take out of it. And we have to get back to the team that we were those 4 games ago. There is no wondering if we're good enough. There is no thinking twice about anything that we're going to do. We have no option. You you have to get this one at home. You have to play the way that you're capable of. You have to make the plays down the stretch. I think they understand that. I think the sense of urgency is there. I think it has to be there. You're at home. It's Winter Carnival. It's an awesome environment. I don't think there's anything that I can say. It just has to be the response to what happened on Monday.
I don't think you could have said it any better. That was pretty awesome. If that doesn't get everybody pumped up for these games, I don't know what will. The basketball teams are home. Men and women will be playing. Women first on Friday night, Thursday night. It'll be 5:30 for the start of that game. Men will follow at 7:30. That is against Ferris State. And they'll play at noon and 2 on Saturday, and that'll be against Grand Valley State. Two big games for each program, and tickets are available at the ticket office, 487-2073. Nice to have you home, Coach, and we can't wait for the games. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team here on Mix 93. We have more Drive Time coming up right after these.